This is Ask Pastor John. Settle in for a few minutes here as John Piper wrestles with questions of life and death, theology and practical wisdom, joy and suffering. As we look around us today, there are plenty of reasons we can find for fear. None of us knows where the next terrorist attack might occur. Official opposition to our faith is being threatened on a number of fronts, and the acceptance of cultural ridicule of the church and Christianity through entertainment is on the rise. But, John, is there any place in the kingdom for the professional worrier, the person who says, well, you know, that's just me, I am a worrier? Any problem with that?
Yes, there's a problem with that, and yes, there's a place probably, because there's a place for sinners. A person who's content with being a chronic worrier, that person ought to ask about their faith. That is, are they a Christian? But a person who does have to battle worry daily because of the way they're wired or what they grew up with, if they're willing to fight, then they're in the same category with those who fight with lust every day or pride every day or bitterness every day. And we all fight something every day. If we're not fighting something every day, then we're being taken advantage of by our own sin. So I want to be careful and say, don't treat anxiety lightly. Jesus over and over seemed to say, don't be anxious about what you shall eat or drink, or don't be anxious to speak for me. I will be with you. I'll take care of you. I'll provide for your needs. He's always fighting fear and anxiety, so he clearly wants us to overcome it. And the Apostle Paul says, don't be anxious for anything, but by everything, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So the Bible clearly wants us to fight and overcome anxiety. But it knows that we have more or less success from day to day. So some people clearly have more struggle than others. And so I want to say, yeah, there's a place for those strugglers in the kingdom, but don't be content with it. Grow in courage. Grow in boldness.
God intoxicated and Bible saturated. You will find an ever-growing source of materials from John Piper aiming to embody those phrases at desiringgod.org. Come browse our online resource library, and perhaps you'll learn to enjoy God as you never have before. www.desiringgod.org or call 888-346-4700.